Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording live from the Minnesota Patriot Guard ride at Ham Lakes Lion Park, and we'll be speaking to a family with three generations in the Minnesota National Guard. But first, before we begin, let's take a moment to remember one of Minnesota's fallen. Taylor Bond, a graduate of Andover High School, joined the United States Marine Corps in 2008. 3 months ago, just before his first deployment, he married Colleen, his high school sweetheart. U.S. Marine Corporal Taylor Braun was killed Wednesday while serving in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. He is the 2,000th American killed in combat in Afghanistan. He will be missed, but never forgotten. Now it's time for Generally Speaking. A weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Happy birthday to the United States Army. Since its birth on June 14, 1775, more than a year before the Declaration of Independence, the United States Army has played a vital role in the growth and development of our nation. For 237 years, the Army has been at the forefront of defending our country's freedom. It all started in the spring of 1775 as colonial troops were about to confront British troops near Boston, Massachusetts. Recognizing the need to enlist the support of all of the American seaboard colonies, the Massachusetts Provincial Congress appealed to the Second Continental Congress, at that time in Philadelphia, to assume authority for the New England Army. Congress voted to adopt the Boston troops and resolved to form a committee to bring in a draft of rules and regulations for the government of the Army. When George Washington received his appointment as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army and took command on July 3, 1775, there is no way he could have imagined what the Army would become. Soldiers have fought our wars, the American Revolution, the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World Wars I and II, the Korean War and Vietnam War, the Gulf War, the Iraq War, and now in Afghanistan. And today, soldiers stand ready around the world. The Army's birthday is a recognition of our history, traditions, and service to the nation. It's also a day for us to imagine what it will grow into over the next 237 years.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we're recording live today from the Minnesota Patriot Guard ride in Ham Lakes Lions Park, and we'll have the president of the Minnesota Patriot Guard on soon, but in this portion of the show, we're going to talk about Father's Day, and joining me now is Jack Kelly, retired from the United States Army and the Minnesota National Guard as a Sergeant First Class. Sergeant Kelly, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning.
Sergeant Kelly, can you tell us where did your military career start and how long ago? And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about you've got some family members that served in the military.
My military career started when I was a senior in high school. I was 17 years old, and I signed up in a local guard unit. At that time, enlistment was a period of 8 years. And when you're 17 years old, that's half your life. Basically, I served my whole military career in that unit, a local unit. There was some reorganization and various other things, but that was my unit. And one of my greatest experiences there was I have another son, Daniel, who was in the Guard and had to leave because of business. But when all three of us could walk out our back door and down to our local library.
And Sergeant Kelly, you want to talk a little more about your career, but you brought a guest with you today. Who is that young man?
Well, he's a volunteer also who got in the Guard and did fairly well, be known otherwise as General Kelly.
General Kelly, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tom. It's great to be with you again. I just tell you that at home, I'm not a general. The guy to my left is the one who's in charge. So there's no rank when it comes to your dad.
Thank you.
General Kelly, I understand your dad's got a nickname.
Well, yeah, you know, he's a field artilleryman. He was the chief of firing battery, and the field artillery jargon for that position is smoke.
Right.
So usually that guy is the guy that's in charge and makes all the howitzer crews fall in line and do what they're supposed to be told. So that tends to be a guy that's got a little bark, a little command presence. So just like he would have down at the armory or when we were training in the field, he also had that same ability to get things done, make people hop at home.
Sergeant Kelly, how was it being in command of a firing battery and lots of soldiers? Did they pay attention to you?
You bet. It was the greatest experience of my life. The first part of my military career was spent in a headquarters battery on the 175. And when we reorganized, we became Delta Battery, which of the 175 was an 8-inch unit. And so it was a complete change from being headquarters battery to a firing battery, and I loved the firing battery. I really did. And we were pretty much self-taught. As you recall, the 8-inch at that time that we had here in Minnesota was a Toad. It was an ancient weapon, but it was a fun thing to run. And took a lot of cooperation with the people on the guns, basically the local guys, a lot of farm kids, a lot of artillery, when you get right down to it, is a lot of heavy duty hauling the rail, you know.
Sergeant Kelly, you had a long career in the Minnesota National Guard, but I understand you also were a volunteer with the Olivia Fire Department for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that was part of, you feel an obligation to your community, and I guess it carries over. That's why you got in the Guard, you know. Everybody should serve somewhere.
Sergeant Kelly, I want to ask you now, when your son Joe decided to enlist in the military, did he talk to you about that first, or did he just go do it?
No, he come to me and he said, Dad, he come back from 1 year of college and said, Dad, tell me something about this Guard thing. So we sat down and talked for a little bit, and his mind was made up. He signed up and he was a member of our unit.
General Kelly, was that when you were up at St. John's?
Yeah, it was, Tom, and I remember it just like that. You know, as a kid growing up, my dad was always in uniform. It was pretty common to see him go to weekend drill or come back from Camp Ripley, so it wasn't foreign to me, but like a lot of 17, 18-year-old boys, I wasn't all that convinced that I needed to follow in his footsteps until I got out on my own and grew up a little bit, and ran out of money after my first year in college and realized I could either, you know, flip burgers or wash cars or become a soldier. So I thought that was a better thing to do. So came home and talked to my dad, and he explained it. And the rest, as they say, is history. And then as Dad pointed out too, we're pretty proud that the next year, Brother Dan followed that same path and joined our unit in Olivia.
We're speaking with the retired Sergeant First Class Jack Kelly and his son, retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly, on the Minnesota Military Radio at the Patriot Guard Ride in Ham Lake Lions Park. So, General Kelly, your career started when? And you had a nice long career.
Well, I had a nice long career. Some people would say maybe a little too long, but it started back in 1980 and retired about a year ago in April, Tom.
Sergeant Kelly, I just got to ask you this. There came a day when your son got pinned. He became a Brigadier General. Was that a good day in your life?
It's a day I'll never forget. It's fantastic, you know.
Did you ever think when you started in the military and you were a sergeant running that battery that your son had grew up to be the boss?
No, I did not.
I don't think he was sure I would make it through basic training, Tom, as I recall. But, you know, that was a big day for me because that's the day I felt like I finally caught up to him, you know. As an enlisted soldier, he was an E7, which means he got promoted 6 times. And as a brigadier general, I got promoted 6 times. I was an O7, so I finally, when I made 1 star, I finally caught up to my dad and got promoted as many times as he did.
So, General Kelly, the one guy that still outranks you in your family is retired Sergeant First Class Jack.
Well, that's the one guy, but of course, then there's my mother outranks me, and now, of course, Miss Jean outranks me by at least a couple stripes.
Sergeant Kelly, any favorite stories about your time when you got your nickname Smoke?
Yeah, I guess there was when we first got our weapon. They were up at White Bear Lake. Was the 8-inch unit? They come down with 3 howitzers behind 10-ton trucks and said they're yours. And boy, what a challenge about make this thing work, you know.
But you had some good soldiers working with you, and you figured it out.
Oh, absolutely. We did things our own way. That's probably got us in trouble once in a while, but we always got the job done more than done. We just used our own imagination and initiative, and it was a challenge, a welcoming challenge.
Gentlemen, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about the third generation in the Minnesota National Guard. This is Minnesota Military Radio, recording live from the Minnesota Patriot Guard ride at Hams Lakes Lions Park. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and on this show today, we're recording live from the Minnesota Patriot Guard ride at Ham Lake Lions Park. In this portion of the show, we're speaking with retired Sergeant First Class Jack Kelly and his son, who did pretty well in the military, retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly. Gentlemen, General, I know you had a question that we went over, something about we've got a couple generations here in the military, and we're going to talk about a third generation in a moment, but you had something you wanted to ask Sergeant Kelly.
Well, I do, Tom, thanks. And tying back to the Father's Day theme, and you talked about when you joined back when you're 17 years old and a senior in high school, I never did know what Grandpa Charlie, what your dad, thought about your decision to become a soldier and to join the National Guard. Did he think that was a good idea? Or,
well, he had a co-sign for me. He signed for, did that. But my generation was probably the first generation that came to this country from Ireland that really got actively involved in the military because they were farmers. During the Second World War, my dad was a farmer, so he was deferred. And so military to him was completely foreign, but if I thought I should do it, he approved. He said, go ahead. Because in those days, at that time and age, everybody was going to serve. There was even talk of universal military training at that time. So you were going to get drafted or volunteered, so go do it.
Well, you started something too, because didn't your brothers both served in the Army, didn't they? Didn't?
Yeah, right. I have two brothers.
Uncle Greg and...
Yep, two brothers that served. One is a commissioned officer, and Jerry served in the National Guard. My other brother served in the regular army in Germany in the 60s.
So you kind of got the family tradition started.
Before that, there had been nobody in my relation that served in the military.
So the Kelly family has really served their nation, and they're continuing to do so. General, we have a new Kelly that's a member of the Minnesota National Guard.
Well, we do, Tom, and I wish our my oldest daughter and dad's granddaughter Megan could be here, but she's been appointed as a second lieutenant for about a year. But today she's down at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, going through some basic officer leader training as a medical student and a future Army doctor. So we're pretty proud of her.
General, you said that you talked to your father when you were thinking about going to the military. Did she come talk to you?
You know, it was almost kind of the same thing. I didn't recruit her just like Dad didn't recruit me. But when the time came where she was trying to figure some things out, she came and started asking me questions. So I guess that tradition carried on as well.
Sergeant Kelly, how do you feel about your granddaughter joining the Minnesota National Guard?
Couldn't be prouder. To me, that recruiting could just be set an example. You don't have to hard sell these guys. Create a good example. I think she's a prime, Joe and she are both a prime example of that.
So on this Father's Day, how are you feeling about your son and your granddaughter? Pretty well, I would guess.
You bet. Don't get any better.
General Kelly, what kind of training and what kind of things is your daughter going to go through to become a doctor in the Minnesota National Guard?
Well, she's just completed her first year of medical school down at Rush University in Chicago. So she's got 3 more years of medical school and then some years of residency for whatever her specialty is. But all the while through that, She'll be simultaneously serving as an officer in a medical support company here in Minnesota. So,
General Kelly, I know this is a Minnesota Military Radio, but you've got two daughters, and I think you're pretty proud of both of them.
Couldn't be proud of both of them, just like I couldn't be more proud of my brothers and sisters, including Brother Dan, but the others that didn't serve as well, because they're very patriotic people. They've continued to support everybody in uniform and their families, from supporting veterans organizations to my sisters knitting stocking caps for soldiers going through the winter in Afghanistan. So we all serve in our own way, and as like Dad said, as long as you do something for your community, the state, and the nation, doesn't matter if it's in uniform or not. And we all just appreciate the little extra recognition that those of us that have put the uniform on get.
You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio, and we're recording live from the Minnesota Patriot Guard ride at Hams Lake and Lions Park, and we'll have the Patriot Guard ride and some of their guests up for the second half of the show. General, I've heard it said over and over and over again that Sergeant Kelly and I both got out. I didn't retire, but Sergeant Kelly retired. They tell me that generals never retire. I know you. You've been busy.
Well,
what happens to a general when he retires?
Well, I think just like you and just like my father and many others, you keep serving. But I always say general officers really never go away. We just change clothes and try to find a way to continue to serve. And I think that's because, and I know Dad would tell you the same thing, the United States military, the Army, the Minnesota National Guard have been awful good to us. And as we look at generations that come behind us, like my daughter and his granddaughter, Megan, we still feel that obligation to try to take care of the troops and keep the organization that's been so good to us, to keep it strong.
General, I'm looking at part of a speech that you gave when your father retired, and part of it says, nobody cared for soldiers more than he did. He took care of them all like they were his sons. And that's a pretty nice way to end a career, isn't it, Sergeant Kelly?
Absolutely, and he's right. He's 100% right. You know, you think a good non-com takes care of his people like they're his sons, and that's the way it works.
So the generals give the orders, and the non-coms have to make it work.
Sometimes. Depends upon what the order is. I shouldn't probably say this, but it's up to the non-com to sort things out so that the average enlisted guy can handle it and do a good job.
And figure out a way to get it done.
Sometimes we give some orders that don't make sense, and then we expect the sergeants and non-commissioned officers to fix that before we get anybody hurt.
General, I know that you've been out there taking care of the soldiers and all of the Minnesota National Guard troops, even though you are retired. And I know you wouldn't say that, but I've seen it. You're doing a great job, even though you are retired. General, I think you had a couple extra thoughts about your daughter and some thoughts maybe about the Patriot Guard here. We've got about a minute left.
Well, I just got one quick story. And that relates back to Megan's swearing in as an officer last August. And as I sat there, at first I thought of her. Of course, you're proud and you have a little trepidation that you might have when your child decides to join the military service. But it also took me way back 31 years to me standing in the commander's office in the armory in Olivia as Major General, now Major General, retired John Trost, administered the oath of office to me with my dad standing right next to me. So I should have been thinking about her, but I was probably thinking about myself and about my father. And you realize that generations turn over, and I'm just proud to be part of a family who, for now three generations running, has decided to serve their country. And I also want to thank the Patriot Guard here today. I've been involved in a lot of events, and I always say it's very important for soldiers to know that and any service members to know that their service is appreciated. And the kinds of things the Patriot Guard do at welcome home events, send-offs, even funerals, really stirs your heart and makes you feel that your fellow Americans appreciate what you're doing for our country.
And they not only go on all those missions, but they raise funds and they help their military and their families as well.
Tremendous organization I don't want to say they're my favorite, but they're my favorite group that supports our service members and their families.
Sergeant Kelly, we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts about Father's Day and your family's service in the military?
It's great to be part of it, and I'm glad I get the credit for starting it. They carried it on wonderfully. Makes you feel like a real father.
General Kelly, final thoughts?
Just a happy Father's Day to you, Tom. I know your son, Christopher, is a U.S. Navy veteran, is here today, and happy Father's Day to you, Dad.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, General. That was the Kelly family, retired Sergeant First Class Jack Kelly and his son, retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly, and of course their daughter, who's off getting started on her military career. With an unemployment rate twice the average, Minnesota's veterans are facing an unemployment crisis. The good news is that you can help. Each week we'll feature one veteran story and ask you to help hire Minnesota's heroes. This week's veteran is Specialist Sean O'Brien of Apple Valley. Sean just returned from his second tour in Iraq and Kuwait and has been working full-time with the Minnesota National Guard for the past 6 years. As a supply specialist, he was responsible for acquiring a variety of different products and managing personnel records for over 600 soldiers. Sean has a variety of experience in the workforce, but is most proficient in logistics, inventory control, customer service, and leadership. Sean and hundreds of others are ready to work hard on their next mission. Can we hire Minnesota's heroes? To connect with Sean, contact the Burnsville Workforce Center at 952-895-7600. That's 952-895-7600. Or to learn more, visit positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. This is Minnesota Military Radio, broadcasting live from the Patriot Guard ride at Ham Lakes Lions Park. We'll have Duck Bly and some Patriot Guard guests coming up next. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we're recording live from the Minnesota Patriot Ride at Ham Lakes Lions Park. Joining me in a moment will be Doug Bly, the president of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelado.
This morning, I want to spend a few moments recognizing fathers across Minnesota. These dads might be veterans. They might be currently serving and in harm's way, or just returning home from deployment, or they might have suffered the loss of their son or daughter in service to this country. Whatever your situation, I want to thank you for the role you have played in the lives of our children and family across Minnesota. Actions speak volumes about love and commitment, and simply being there sets the example and grounds our children. This Father's Day, I encourage dads to spend time instilling the importance of service and volunteering to the community, to those in need, and to this country. This is a time to demonstrate to our children the power of serving others. Not only does it help our children grow and develop into generous and caring adults, it gives back. On behalf of everyone here at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the nearly 400,000 veterans across this great state, best wishes for a wonderful and meaningful day of celebration.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelado. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is the president of the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Doug Bly.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome to the Patriot Ride, 7th annual. Welcome to Ham Lake. Welcome to the rain, and we don't care. We can control our attitudes, but not the weather.
Now, Doug, can you tell our listeners, why do you have us out here at Ham Lake?
Well, this is the 7th annual Patriot Ride. Dennis Kirk started it. They're still the sponsor behind it all in partnership with the Minnesota Patriot Guard. And, you know, this has been an awesome growth. The ride started with about 100 motorcycles. It was a rainy day. I admit it. I registered and didn't go because it was raining. And I've learned a lot since then. The rain does not matter when it comes to honoring our heroes and honoring those who are serving. So we're here with, by the grace of God and the freedom that all these heroes have bought for us.
Doug, you've graciously come on the show once a month for about the last year and told us about the Minnesota Patriot Guard and all the good work you've done. But for those few listeners that might not have heard you on the show yet, can you tell us what is the Minnesota Patriot Guard all about?
Well, we're about honor, dignity, and respect, Tom. We stand that flag line when the family invites us, and it's for veterans and for those who have fallen, but it's about honor, dignity, and respect. You know, we've been so blessed in so many different ways that to have the freedom that these heroes have bought us. So when the family invites us, we'll organize and we come and we stand a flag line, and it's a show of respect. And in the worst possible days, if there's protesters, we stand between the protesters and the family to make sure that there's no interference to the funeral process itself. Simple to join, real simple statement. Don't have to be a veteran, don't have to have a motorcycle. Go to www.mnpatriotguard.org, all one word. Click join us on the left-hand side with a zip code and email address, and you're right there. Have a 3x5 flag on a pole and spirit of patriotism in your heart.
If they got that good heart, they can join. And as you said, no motorcycles required. And can you tell the listeners a little bit, how many missions do you go on each year? And you also raise a lot of funds. I mean, you guys do an incredible job.
Well, we'll probably do between 500 and 600 missions this year, Tom. And those missions can be everything from a funeral to a deployment or to send off, you know, for a unit that's deploying, for the welcome homes, which are the awesome days for us. But it's mostly veterans' funerals, and it's mostly those who have fallen, like Lance Corporal Bond from Andover, and we honor him today. He died in Afghanistan on June 13th, and we will never forget his service.
And Doug, for those listeners that might want to become Patriot Guard riders, can you walk us through how you're organized, how they deal with your ride captains, and just a sample of a mission?
Well, we have 6,000 members across the state, Tom, and we're organized into 20 different geographic sectors. And we have ride captains in each one of those sectors. So as a family asks us to be there, we'll assign it to the appropriate ride captain. They organize the service. They talk to the family. And then everything we do is electronic. So as we told you to join before on the website, the information goes out, and we show up. We hold our flag line, we say our prayers, and then we leave. We never intrude on the family. It's their space. We just want to be there, and we're thankful to be asked to do it.
And you only show up at missions when you're asked to do so, and they do that via the website?
That's correct. It comes into the website, and it gets distributed. We have a missions team, which is about 6 or 7 people. At 24 hours a day, we monitor that website. So usually within 24 hours or less, we respond back to the family that we'll be there.
Now, Doug, as we said, we're recording live from the Patriot Ride at Ham Lake's Lions Park. This is your big annual event, and joining us now is the Ham Lake Mayor, Mike Van Kirk. Mayor, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Mayor, what got into you to invite 4,000 Patriot Guard riders out to Ham Lake and the area?
Well, apparently there's a local city that borders us said no to it, and we were more than happy to have you folks. With the help of City Council Member Julie Brastad, she brought it to the council a couple years ago, and since then it's been an annual event for us at Ham Lake. It's indicative of freedom-loving Ham Lake to have the folks from Patriot Guard here.
Now, Mr. Mayor, I see it looks like you've got the whole city involved. I see fire trucks, I see police, sheriff, it's you and some neighboring communities as well. This is a big undertaking.
It is. It's a city event. It's not just opening up the park. Our city administrator is here today. Our public works director is here. Our volunteer firefighters are here in support. We open up the park. We have the parking. It's just an all-around city event. We look forward to it every year, and we really enjoy having them here.
And Doug, this is how many years you've been coming to Ham Lake as part of your annual event?
Oh gosh, this is our third year or fourth year now, I believe. The first year was just, you know, when we looked at the city, said, you know, we'd like to come here. And fortunately, the VFW up here in Ham Lake was our sponsor getting to the city. And to the mayor's point, Julie Brastad and Doris Nivola and the administration has just been absolutely marvelous and wonderful. We can't thank the city of Ham Lake enough, the county of Anoka enough, city of Cambridge, city of St. Francis for everything that's gone on. We can't do this without you. So thank you very much, Mayor.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. As I go up to the wall of honor there, we see the names of fallen service members who are local, and that's when it hits home for our citizens here in Ham Lake as well as myself. And we know that this event's bigger than just a bike ride going to Cambridge. It's about support and honor for our fallen soldiers, and we'll do everything in our power to keep this mission alive.
And Doug, this is open to more than just the Patriot Guard riders. It's open to the public. I see there's booths for food and soda pop, and there's all kinds of equipment for you motorcycle riders. I'm not one, but it's
you
open to everybody,
Tom.
Isn't
you
it?
You can be. We
well,
can
you
say
have
just
to teach me how to do that first.
No, it's really a community festival. In many ways, it happens to have a 60-mile motorcycle ride attached to it. Now we've got 30-plus vendors in here. At the Cambridge Armory, we've got the National Guards bringing their climbing wall and bringing their inflatable obstacle course, which, by the way, you never want to do as a grown man because it's really hard. But we've got a band playing tonight. The Wild Hogs start after our closing program. We've got Rear Admiral Sean Pybus, who is a Navy SEAL. He's actually the senior SEAL in the Navy. And to have someone like that here, who's the real deal? He's been all over the world coordinating special missions or special operations and being involved in them. So it's a day of celebrating, but it's also a day for the community, and we invite the community. We put it in the newspapers. We insert mailboxes. Here's what's going on. And we just tell the citizens, please come and please be part of this.
Mr. Mayor, I don't know how the Patriot Guard or the Patriot Ride could be pulled off without a really close partnership with you. Sounds like you and your community have done a fantastic job up here.
Well, I don't want to take any credit. That's our staff and our department heads that take care of it. I just get to to take the credit, so to speak. But I also wanted to mention that my first contact with the Patriot Guard was when Staff Sergeant B.J. Beardsley was killed in action in Iraq a few years back, and they, I attended church with them, but I didn't know them personally, and that's when I saw the Patriot Guard and the and I saw how they lined the streets and the help that they offered that family, from food, anything they could offer, all the way down to their airline miles to go visit other family members. It was just amazing. It was heartwarming, and I was sold instantaneously.
Mr. Mayor, we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts about this great undertaking?
Yeah, I would definitely like to thank not only the Patriot Guard, but the people involved with it, our veterans that have served in the past, our Canadian veterans of Vietnam that were here today. I also want to point out that we have many men and women that are in uniform today that are in our standing army that were here to support this too. And as on behalf of the citizens of Ham Lake and as a patriot and an American, I want to thank all those who served prior, past, and future, and for all their sacrifice.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That was Mayor Mike Van Kirk from Ham Lakes Lions Park, the Patriot Ride. We'll be back with more on Minnesota Military Radio and Doug Bly in just a moment. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we're recording from the Minnesota Patriot Ride from Ham Lakes Lions Park. And joining me is Doug Bly, the president of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. And Doug, you've got another guest with you.
Well, I have my good friend George Winslow. He's president, board of directors of the Patriot Guard Riders, the national organization, and George is 1 year into his service.
George, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. It's my honor to be here. I'd just like to repeat a couple things that Doug said, and that is the membership is free. You don't have to be a veteran, and you don't have to ride a motorcycle to belong. All you have to do is be able to show honor and respect and stand on a flag line.
They have a flag and a good heart.
That's right.
We talk to Doug about that once a month when he's on the radio and invite everybody to join that wants the honor, dignity, and respect for our veterans. And what you guys do in your missions is just incredible. I've had first-hand experience. I lost a relative, and it's a very emotional experience. So now you're the president of the board for the National Patriot Guard Riders?
Correct.
Riders?
Correct.
Can you explain to me what you do there, George?
We take care of the administration part of the organization. We also appoint state captains in all 50 states. A little bit about our organization. We have 265,000 plus members. Last year we did about 7,000 missions. Minnesota did 650 missions, I believe it was. So they're doing almost 10% of the missions in this country.
So they're a little stronger than a lot of the other states.
Yeah.
I imagine you're working on making the other states try to catch up a little bit, George.
Well, we encourage everybody to do as much as they can.
Now, no, Doug's out there talking to everybody all the time?
Go ahead, Doug. We actually have, Tom, we call it No Borders, and anywhere from state to state, you can go do missions. And we have winter Texans, we have the snowbirds down in Florida, Arizona, and many of these people get involved in missions in these other states too. And, you know, we learn something from everybody. They learn something from us. And it is part of our growing and going forward as an organization.
And George, what else can you tell us from a national perspective about Minnesota and how it's coming around the rest of the country?
Minnesota probably has one of the greatest Hoth programs. The money that they donate to various organizations is just awesome.
Do a lot of the other states have an annual Patriot Ride like today's ride, George?
Unfortunately, no. In fact, some states have no fundraisers at all. So everybody has to dig out of their own pocket to cover any expenses.
Doug, I think you're going to have to show some of these other states how to do it.
Well, you know, we've been blessed with people who are willing to give of their time and then give of their money. And I think sponsorship today from today's ride with Dennis Kirk's a good example of that. And all the other people help make this happen. It's so much back-end work, the administrative work. And we had over 200 volunteers here today making sure this thing goes off like a clockwork. We plan to the fine detail, and these people deliver it. It's just awesome, the friendship. We've got people from four or five different states at the ride today. And it's just part of our supporting each other.
And Doug, one of the other things people don't talk about much is you've got a very close relationship with the Minnesota National Guard, and you're very careful to follow the rules and the orders and keep everybody safe, aren't you?
Well, we do, Tom, you're right, and I think the last welcome homes are a good example of that. We partner very closely with the military protocol that they wanted for communications and not talking about troop movements and the sizes, and it's hard sometimes because you want to be able to tell everything you know to everybody, but the ability to stay within the guidelines and structure help keep us in the loop as things happen. We typically found out about losses of our military ahead of the public knowing, and it's part of their being able to trust us to be part of that communication system. And it's also working with the different units and armories, and again, this mission's local, so we want our riot captains to know every commander that's in their sector.
George, Minnesota's got things pretty well organized. I want to thank you for joining us today. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just to say that Minnesota's been a very blessed state with their leadership. They've had some of the best leadership anywhere.
George, thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio. Doug, we've got a few minutes left. We've got another guest who came all the way from Canada to join us today. You want to tell us who this is?
My friend Ken Portras is with the Canadian Vietnam Vets Association and part of the Canadian Army Veterans Motorcycle Group. And we've met the Canadians about 4 years ago. There's actually another person here today called me and said there was a Canadian killed in the Vietnam War who didn't have a headstone, and would we be interested in coming up and being part of that? And Carla Richardson, who is the current state captain, went up and did that mission and met Ken and the rest of those guys up there. And we tell Carla, she lives in Wadena, but I think she's mostly Canadian now after working with these guys for the last few years. So, but we appreciate their coming down, and Ken's friendship and just a genuine relationship. We've been to their events in Canada the last couple of years in Kenora, and just enjoy meeting them and having them as friends.
Ken, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Ken, I'm a Vietnam veteran, but when I think about Vietnam veterans, it's hard to think about Canadians, because I never met any Canadians in Vietnam, but you had a bunch there, didn't you?
There was quite a few there, yes, for sure.
And you had a little ceremony about that this morning, didn't you, Doug?
Yes, yes, we did. It was a very very touching ceremony. I don't get tears in my eyes too often, but when Jeff Cedar started to talk, I started to remember. So
that's what it's all about, I guess, when you go to the either our wall or the Canadian wall.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, you brought a contingent with you today. How many folks came with you?
Oh, geez, I lost count. I did a recon last year, and then I liked what I seen. I understood what it was all about, so I wanted to bring all my friends up so that they could experience it as well. I wanted to promote our wall, so I had Carla come up and visit us at a veterans get-together in Lancaster, Minnesota, and that's why our wall's here today.
And Ken, I also wanted to ask you about the Heroes Highway.
The Heroes Highway, in Canada, they're a little bit slower than down in America, where they recognize their veterans past and current serving. So I seen a need that Manitoba needed to get. And so the most traveled area of the Trans-Canada Highway for the military, I had signs erected going both west and east. People will walk by, they'll drive by, and they'll look at that sign and they'll say, yeah, we do got to respect our military.
Well, Doug, I assume you're working closer with our neighbors to the north. It's good to see.
Well, and they've been here in missions just as we've gone up to and visit with them, because it's about friends with friends and supporting the military. Doesn't matter what branch, doesn't matter what flag, as long as you're on the side of freedom, we're for you.
Again, we're happy to have you here on the radio show today and at the Patriot Ride. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I hope everybody has a very safe ride out there and enjoys the day.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Doug, 30 seconds, final thoughts?
I just want to say to everybody standing in this park today, thank you. Your support and your willingness to come out here in all kinds of weather and support those in uniform and those who have lost is what matters, and this is why we work 12 months a year bringing this ride about. It's our public display of telling everybody in uniform we're there for you.
It's magnificent, Doug. You've done a great job as usual. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom, and a happy Father's Day to Corporal Richard Bly, who served in Korea for 3 years. So I love you, Dad.
Thanks, Doug. That was Doug Bly, the president of the Minnesota Patriot Guard, and some guests at the Patriot Ride, live from Ham Lakes Lions Park. Before we go, here's a few events happening around the state. Monday, June 18th, will be proclaimed Women's Veterans Day, and Teeing It Up for the Troops will be hosting their Women Teeing It Up for the Veterans events at Wilds Park in Prior Lake. Minnesota Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve will be the featured speaker, and Sisterhood of War Minnesota Women and Veteran author Kim Heikela, whom we've had on the show, will be on hand for a book signing. Also, the Southwest Twin Cities Coalition, which will include Edina, Excelsior, Hopkins, Minnetonka, St. Louis Park, and Wayzata, will be holding their first information and organizational meeting on Thursday, June 28th at the Edina Senior Center. For more information about both these events, visit us at facebook.com/Minnesota Military Radio. And last, on June 22nd, Friday, the annual Vietnam Veterans Tee It Up for the Troops Golf Tournament fundraiser at Emerald Greens Golf Course in Hastings. It will cost $100. The Vietnam veterans and all others, another price. Sponsorships available. Proceeds will go to the Vietnam Veterans Education Center in Washington, D.C., with groundbreaking for the Education Center scheduled for Veterans Day this year. Additionally, please note that the traveling Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall, the Wall That Heals, will be hosted at Emerald Greens Golf Course on June 22nd through June 24th, and viewing is open to the public. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Doug Bly from the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Ham Lake Mayor Mike Van Kirk, George Winslow, Ken Poitras, Jack and Joe Kelly from the Minnesota National Guard, Commissioner Larry Shelado, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we meet Lieutenant Colonel Mark Weber and hear about his inspirational story of service, sacrifice, courage as he faces his own death. That's next Sunday morning at 7, or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm located in Minneapolis. He's also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force. We hope you found this program to be informative and entertaining. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. Podcasts of this program are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Thanks for listening.